I'm calling to order the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors. Will we all stand and follow Assistant General Manager Davies in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I have roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken. Let the record show that all members are present.
Perfect. This is the time for public comment. So if anybody is in the room or online that would like to speak to an item that's not on the agenda, this would be the time for you to speak. And I'm seeing somebody in the room that may have... Do you have public comment, sir?
Yes.
Okay, come on up to the podium. And while he's doing that, if anybody is online that would like to speak, please raise your hand or signal our team here so that they know, and we'll come to you after we get done with this gentleman here. Yes, sir, what can we do for you?
I think about a couple months ago, I stood here and asked about a video of the meeting. She said that you did do video, but I think we were on different pages. I have my recorded video that people can watch whenever they want to. So I'd like to consider arranging to have videos of the meetings, maybe on YouTube or Vimeo, with a link from the website.
Okay, great. I appreciate those comments, and our communications committee is right here, and they'll look into that for us. Appreciate your comments. Thank you, sir. Is there anybody online that would like to comment under public comments? No. Okay. Hearing none, then gone. Okay. We'll close public comment. Let's move on to consent calendar. Anything on the consent calendar that any of the board or anybody in the audience would like pulled off for comment? Okay. Hearing none, I entertain a motion.
Motion, we approve all items listed on the consent calendar.
I'll second.
Any further comment? Okay, then we'll go with a roll call vote this time.
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Callahan?
Aye.
Director Couteau?
Aye.
Vice President Porter?
Aye.
President Graves?
Aye. Motion carries. We have no agency reports. Veolia was scheduled to give an update today, but due to some health issues, we will not be having the Veolia presentation this month. And next month, in our second meeting, we'll get both months combined, I believe. Now we'll move on to item F. F1, discussion possible action with regards to the Ravenswood Improvement Assessments. This is an annual annual item that comes before the board, and I am going to let Julie do this presentation, or give us this presentation, please.
Good evening. Before you is the annual assessment for the Ravenswood Improvement District, Discovery Bay Lighting and Landscaping Zone 9, for fiscal year 2022 to 2023. As a part of the annual assessment process for the Ravenswood Improvement District, the Board of Directors adopted Resolution 2022-14, which directed Herwood Engineering to prepare the assessment report. Herwood provided a draft assessment report on June 7th, 2022. In that report, Herwood determined based on the operating costs, the per parcel assessment should be set at $779.12, which is the allowable maximum assessment for Zone 9. The assessments are for maintaining our emergency reserves, funding operations, and replenishes the reserves for future capital projects and replacements, such as the splash pad. Staff recommends to the board that they accept the engineer's report, adopt Resolution 2022-22, authorizing the intent to levy and collect the annual assessments for the improvement district, and set the public hearing on July 6th, 2022 at 7 o'clock. I'm here to answer any questions that anyone may have on this assessment.
Are there any questions for clarification from the board on this item?
Yes, I have a clarifying question. It referenced that this little 2-3-page synopsis is based on a 2006 assessment engineering report.
Yes.
I don't believe I've never seen that report, and I'm not sure any of the rest of the board members have seen that report.
I can go back and get that report if you'd like to see it.
Well, I think if the board's going to make a decision on increasing assessment, then we should have all the relevant information.
And I think that was the baseline report, but I'm not 100% accurate, but I can go into that. I believe that's the baseline, and then that's what set the standard, and then we go from there.
So that was the baseline report, and then every year as we adopt a new resolution, it kind of sets a new baseline. So we never go back to the – Greg, would you like to speak on this? I'd like to have Gregory Harris, our town. He prepares this report, so let's get it from our town engineer.
So Gregory Harris, Herbert Engineering. So we wrote the original report in 2006. And my partner and I, Kurt Gardner. And so what it establishes is, and there's copies of that report on file in the district. So rather than do the whole report over, we just did a summary update. But what it established was how many lots there were, what the improvements physically constitute, so like a map of the improvements, you know, the park, the landscaping areas, what's going to be included, and then it established, and it's kind of iterated here, what the baseline cost was. So originally in the report, it was $500 based on a CPI index for the Bay Area, I think like $200 and something like that. And then all we do is to two things in that report. Set what the maximum assessment should be. So we did cost estimates of what the maintenance was going to cost, what our normal operating cost would be, the total budget for the district. So that's established in that report. Okay, and then in that report we established what they call the engineer's formula for how to calculate all that stuff, which is pretty simple. All we do is add up all the costs divided by the number of lots available. Right? And then we establish what the baseline cost is based on for indexing inflation going forward. And the inflation index is discussed in here. The baseline cost of $501 is discussed in here. And that sets the maximum assessment. So that's just to set the maximum assessment of $779. Then we look at the accounting that we get from Julie every year. So we have to look at the accounting and say, did you actually spend that much money from one year to next? What happened to the reserve? Did the reserve grow or come? If the reserve's too high, the engineer's formula says we have to reduce the assessment. So if the reserve gets built up, like you just can't store money forever. If the reserve gets too high, we as the engineer have to write down, no, you can't do a maximum assessment, you gotta reduce your assessment. Because you're gaining more money than you're spending on the short term. And then on the other side, if your reserves are falling, then you can only charge up to your maximum assessment no matter how fast your reserves fall. So normally our recommendation is if your reserves are below maximum, you should charge the maximum assessment until it's full, and then you guys can build your little projects and do little things or handle emergencies on the side. The original report, if you look on our report, the first page is a summary of our report. Let's see here. So the first page, it says Section A, Section B, Section D. Those are the individual, see Part A, Part B, Part C, those are the report. So Part A being the plans and specifications, it'll just be a copy of the plans and specifications for the project. And Part B is the estimate of cost, it's the original estimate of the cost. And then Part C is the method of apportionment assessment. That's the engineer's formula for how many lots we're using, what our costs are, what we're dividing by, and how we're going to index by inflation. And the district board is, the district diagram of the assessment is just the legal document for the assessment. And then the proprietor list is the proprietor list at that time. And at that time, it was all over by revenue, it was all over by development when this started. So there's only one name on that list. Okay. And then this continues on just updating.
And I understand all that. And at the end of the day, Greg, I don't doubt your number. Your number is probably exactly correct based on your mathematical analysis and what's to hear. The problem I'm having is, Zone 9 pays, contributes almost eight times the amount, sorry, six times the amount as other zones do, and for the same level of service. And so, as an example, if we look at Zone 8, which has 3,500 plus parcels.
Okay, Brian, you know what? I'm going to cut you off, because every time this comes up on the board, you make the same point. We understand that. It's the way that the county set it up. There's not going to be any change to it.
Actually,
we can't legally change it.
We have a new board.
And so...
We have a new board.
But we've had this discussion every time this comes up.
Well, my points have grown since then, so...
We can't change it. It is what it is. I don't want to waste any more board time discussing your particular area where you live.
I'm speaking for all the constituents of Discovery Bay.
I
think as board members, before that we green stamp another rate increase, we all should understand why we're doing this and is it correct for the rest of the town.
Yes, okay, sir. And Greg just explained to us the process that we get to. You said you understood that process and you don't have any problem with it. I don't know what else needs to be discussed.
I think what needs to be discussed is an understanding of how town landscaping money is being spent and is it equitable for all the different zones within our communities.
That's the problem I'm having. It's not about equity. There's nothing here that says it has to be fair. It is what it was established as when we took over as a town. We can't change that.
Except if we don't understand what the cost in Zone 8 is, how can we say that the cost in Zone 9 is
we're not. Okay, the item before us today is Zone 9. We're not talking about Zone 8. We're talking about Zone 9. So if you have something relevant to Zone 9, then I would love to hear what you have to say. Otherwise, I don't want to talk about Zone 8. It's not what's before us. In fact, it's not an agendized item to talk about Zone 8. So we can't talk about Zone 8.
Okay, Chair, you made your point.
Any other comments from the board? Okay. Any comments from the public? Nobody online? Okay. That being said, staff's recommendation is that... Julie, would you want to repeat the staff's recommendation for us, please?
Yeah, that we adopt Resolution 2022-22, authorizing the intent to levy and the collection of annual assessments for the Ravenswood Improvement District and set the public hearing for July 6th, 2022 at 7 p.m. at 1601 Discovery Bay Boulevard.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, I will take a roll call vote, please.
We need a motion.
Oh, sorry. Is there a motion to accept the resolution? Thank you. Is there a motion to accept the resolution number 2022-22? I've got no cooperation tonight. I'll make the motion that we accept resolution 2022-22. Is there a second? Okay, legal, what happens if we don't adopt this resolution?
So if the resolution isn't adopted, then the engineer's report would not be accepted, which would then place this assessment into a situation where we would not be able to levy the assessment going forward.
Okay, so let me ask the board this. Since nobody's responding, apparently we need some more discussion. Is there something that's not understood about this? This is basically an administrative item that comes before the board every year. We've approved it last year. We approved it the year before that. If this assessment does not go through, then we will stop all our landscaping in Zone 9. Everything will die, and we'll shut down the water park. Is that what the board's desire is? I'm confused.
So I guess I can also add to this. So this is accepting what the engineers report. So the engineer's report, what you're accepting is that the engineer's report is accurate. At the public hearing stage, which would be the next step, would be to establish the actual assessment.
Thank you for clarification, Council.
With that clarification, I will second that.
Okay, so let me withdraw my motion because it was incorrect, and let me repeat. Let me make the motion.
Your motion was to accept staff recommendation to adopt.
Okay, there we go. That's my motion, is that we accept the engineer's report as being accurate and acceptable
and adopting the resolution
in preparing to establish the resolution. That's my motion.
And you have a second from Director Callahan.
Correct.
Okay, moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Okay, can I get a roll call vote now?
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Callahan?
Aye.
Director Buteau?
Aye.
Vice President Porter?
Aye.
President Graves?
Aye. Thank you. Okay, let's see what's next on the agenda. Item F2 is a public hearing and discussion of possible action adopting operating capital improvement. Now, this is in relationship to the budget that we were given at our last meeting and adopting it through resolution 2022-20. Has there been any changes made to that budget since it was presented to the board?
There's no changes in the budget for 2023 or 2024. The only change I made was updating the year-to-date numbers for this current fiscal year. In your package, you have a budget, and the current fiscal year is updated through April 30th, 2022.
Any public comment with regards to adopting the 2023-24 budget? Okay, hearing none. Is there any discussion from the board with regards to adopting the 23-24 budget? 22-23 budget, sorry. Don't confuse me, Julie.
Yes,
22-23
sorry,
budget.
Adopt 1 year. Mm-hmm. Via public hearing.
Any questions or clarifications?
Yeah, so here the public hearing would be open for the public okay. to comment, and then after the public hearing.
I've asked for public comment. I've gotten no public comment. Any public comment? Any public comment online? Okay. Close the public hearing. And now, I guess I would entertain a motion to accept the 22-23 budget.
I make a motion to accept the 2023 budget.
I second.
Fantastic. Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Callahan?
Aye.
Director Buteau?
Aye.
Vice President Porter?
Aye.
President Graves?
Aye. Item F3, discussion of possible action regarding adopting resolution 2021, which is the update to the injury and illness prevention program policy. And at this point, I believe Assistant General Manager Davies has some comments on this.
Yes. Title 8 of the California Code of Regulations, Section 3203, requires every employer to develop and implement an effective injury illness prevention program. An effective injury illness prevention program improves the safety and health in the workplace and reduces costs by good management and employee involvement. We have had an injury illness prevention program in place. We periodically look to update our policies on a regular basis. We took a look at this policy, made some minor corrections and improvements to the policy, and added a COVID-19 section to the policy. This was presented and reviewed substantively by the Internal Operations Committee on June 1st. There was some minor clerical changes to it that was made since then, but nothing substantive. And their recommendation is to pass the IIPP Injury Illness Prevention Program by the board through this resolution 2022-21.
Does Internal Operations have any comments on this? They must have reviewed this.
No, nothing in this is extraordinary, abnormal.
My understanding is it was just an updating to make sure it covered things that were now being required with regards to COVID handling and these types of things that are now have to be part of our injury
correct.
Program. So it was an update of an existing policy?
That is correct.
Okay, any clarifying questions from the public? Or excuse me, any clarifying questions from the board? I think I made them. Is there any comment from the public at this point with regards to this resolution and updating of our injury policy? None. Hearing none, then I will bring it back to the board for a vote if there's a motion.
I'll make a motion to adopt staff's recommendation to adopt the Injury Illness Prevention Program Policy 021.
Second.
Great. Motion's been made and seconded. Could I get a roll call vote, please?
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Callahan?
Aye.
Director Buteau?
Aye.
Vice President Porter?
Aye.
President Graves?
Aye. Item four, discussion possible action regarding resolution number 2023 to support the ensuring of health and sustainability of the Sacramento San Joaquin Delta. And I believe this again will be addressed by our assistant general manager, Mike Davies.
Yes, this is, so the council staff was informed that a coalition has been formed through consisting of Sacramento County, Yolo County, Solano County, and Contra Costa County regarding concerns over the impacts of the Delta conveyance that's and the tunnels that are being proposed in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta area. And Contra Costa County reached out to staff and with a template resolution asking for the board's support via this resolution to support not only Contra Costa County, but their efforts in this coalition to look at alternatives to this type of project, which is going to send our water down south and do nothing to contributing to the overall benefit, welfare, and water of the area up here. You read the staff report, you read the resolution, and if board members or the public wish to attend, the brochure is attached to the staff report, and your attendance is welcome.
Is there any clarifying questions for the board?
Is there anybody
on the board that feels compelled to attend the meeting? I actually spoke to Assistant General Manager Davies about this earlier in the week, and I do show an interest at being there, or at least being, if not there in person, on a Zoom call for this meeting in order to connect with other government agencies that are here. So based on the fact that I would be going, that I would be representing the board, I think I would like to have the permission of legal. Is that what I need to do? Get permission of the board to be able to go to this?
Yeah. Doesn't the resolution? Isn't that what the resolution does?
No. The resolution just basically, which supports. Is signed by the president, supports the county and the efforts of the coalition. But this is a meeting that is open to the public. So attendance can be had by any particular member of the board or the public. I don't know if there's an issue if as representing themselves as being members of the board.
No issue. I think what the issue is, would it be as part of the meeting under the board compensation policies?
No, I'm not worried about that. I just wanted to make sure that if I went and introduced myself as the president of the board, the town of Discovery Bay, that I could do that and speak with that authority, or at least have the support of the rest of the board in doing that. That's really.
Yeah, you can always introduce yourself and use your title as an identification. As far as the board's position, would be established by the law.
Very good. All right. Well, then I just as a matter of information, then I will let the board know that I'm, as long as time allows, I think it. I will try to, and then I'll bring back a report. As to what I found out, if in fact I'm able to make that meeting. Thank you.
If I could just make one comment.
Yes.
I'm very glad you're going to go. I think it's important that we, being a Delta community, have people there from the board showing interest in being involved with one of our one of the big challenges facing Discovery Bay.
Where's this meeting held, Mike?
It's held in Sacramento.
That presents a little bit of a problem.
You can do it online.
Yeah, I can do Zoom.
Yeah, you don't get a chance to. Okay, we'll just go with that and see how that works. So at this point, then I would ask for public comment with regards to this resolution. Any online? Okay, great. Then I'll bring it back to the board for a motion.
Make a motion that we adopt staff's recommendation of resolution 2022-23.
Second it.
Okay. Motion been made and seconded. Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Director Grant?
Aye.
Director Callahan?
Aye.
Director Buteau?
Aye.
Vice President Porter?
Aye.
President Graves?
Aye. Great. Thank you, Mike. And then item F5, discussion of possible action to authorize the general manager to exact any and all contracts that have to do with our wonderful diffuser project. So I'm going to let Greg Reed, our town engineer, give us a report on that, please.
Gregory Harris, Herb Engineering District Engineer. Some people, hopefully everybody knows that we've been working on a diffuser for town of Discovery Bay for quite a while now. It was built back in 2004, I think, as a mandate by the Regional Water Quality Control Board. And basically, they want us to gently spread our water out in the river so it doesn't hurt anything. That's essentially what it does. Okay. So it was constructed in 2004 as a joint project with Contra Costa Water District, and also happened to build a diffuser in the water very close to ours at the exact same time. And it's been operating for a while just fine. We started to notice some problems with it a few years back. Had a diver go back and go down there and look around, see what's going on, and realize that some of the diffusing ports, there's 36 ports that diffuse off of it, are missing. They're gone. And then we just sent a camera down in it a little while later, and we found out that part of it's all plugged up. So what's important about that is we pump wastewater from the wastewater treatment plant into this diffuser, and that's how it leaves the town. Ultimately, that's the last step out of town, is to go to the treatment plant, get treated, goes out a 1 mile pipeline to Old River, and then it's into the diffuser, and out it goes. So the diffuser not working properly is impacting our ability to pump wastewater, which is fine as long as it doesn't rain really hard, but if it were to rain really hard, we wouldn't be able to pump it, and that would become problematic in terms of operational district. So we have to repair it. So we hired a Vizian a while back, an underwater engineer. What's unique about the diffuser, it's underwater engineering. You know, it's a different specialty than what I do. So we hired a Vizian, and they did an engineer's report and kind of came up with some options a couple of years ago, saying, hey, you know, you can rebuild it. There's a couple of different ways you can rebuild it. But repairing at the time wasn't going to be very clean or very clear path to success for cost. And so it was chosen based on the engineer's report at that time, let's just go ahead and rebuild it. The original engineer's estimate for that project back then was $350,000 to rebuild construction costs. So we set a project cost of $500,000 for total project costs for the district, including engineering and things, to go rebuild it. And off we went, started down the process. We started getting permits. We've been back and forth with you guys a couple of times, authorizing Vizian to get permits, authorizing Vizian to do final design. We got final design, we got the permits. It's been a year and a half or 2 years in this process. We finally bid the project just 3 months ago, and we got no bids. So I provided a board update at that time 3 months ago and said we didn't get any bids. After consulting with Andy, we decided to follow the purchasing policy and begin direct negotiations with two contractors. Essentially allow us to relax some of the bid requirements and like, what's up? Am I going to get any bids? Try and work with them a little bit and try and encourage some bids so we can get something. So this is the result of that action. We've gotten two bids, one from Dutra, who had built the original diffuser, and one from a company called Power Engineering. The Dutra proposal was for $2 million. Power Engineering was a little over $1 million, $1,027,000. And then, by contrast, we have the engineer's revised estimate from Indizian for construction of $500,000. So we've kind of gotten into something where costs were presented originally, decisions were made to start down a path, and it's just been ballooning up and up and up and up ever since, and now we got these costs. Now, what's also important about these costs is they don't include everything. You know, they took some exceptions, and they're like, hey, this is going to be problematic. I don't want to bid in. Here's our bid without doing it. And one of those things is a silt curtain, by the way. It's literally a curtain hanging in the water to keep silt from going down the river, but it's a very complicated thing in reality. It's a requirement from our Army Corps permit, but, you know, we can't dam up Old River. It's not really something that we can actually build. The contractors are like, we can't build this, but it is in our permits. So after receiving these bids, after working really hard, you know, working with them, but we'll do this. We'll take the water at the treatment plant. We'll, you can unload it all on us and drop it on shore. You don't have to barge it away. And I'm really trying to work with you guys to get a cost. These are the costs we're doing. And now that we see where these are at, we really want to stop and reassess, should we rebuild this diffuser? Because for $1 million, that buys a lot of diatine to just send somebody down there and just work on reconnecting pipes. You know, we have 2-inch pipes that come out the top of the header. 5 of those are missing, because they were missing a while back. A couple more could be missing, but we know we're plugged up too. So we have 2 problems. The diffuser for the back half of it's got mud in it that went down inwards when the things broke off. And that's what's stopping our flow right now. And so we're only using about half the diffuser. The reason we're using half the diffuser is because there's mud inside it. So we've got to vacuum out the mud somehow, and we've got to fix these ports. But when you think about the fixing their ports, you know, they're buried about 2 feet in the mud and rock. And they're just a 2-inch pipe that comes up, and we think, you know, given enough time, you can reattach something to that 2-inch pipe. You know, we could put a new diffuser on there, and then it's a matter of backing out. So we really look at, if we were told it was $1 million 2 years ago, we probably wouldn't have gotten out this path. We probably would have said, let's go try it a little simpler. So after all the consternation with this, what I'm proposing is we don't award this project to Power Engineering. Instead, we set a budget, and we just grab some divers, and we go out, and we just send them down, see what we can do. And we use the vac truck from the district, or rent a bigger, stronger vac truck. We buy some hoses. We need some specialty hoses because it's 300 feet long. So, you know, we got a little bit longer than our standard vac truck hose. We put some special fittings on there. But to us, it seems like we can do this for a lot less dollars than $1 million. So I'd like to set a project budget of $200,000. We would directly negotiate with a diver. Like, we have divers that are, you know, that worked with the district before. But remember, they don't know, there's no visibility down there. They have to drive down there and feel this around by hand, kind of see what's going on. So I can't put a scope of work to this. You know, this is hire a diver, give you guys out here in the boat. Let's go down there for a day, see what's going on. Then let's go down there and see if we can't hand dig out these cords and attach a pipe. If that attachment doesn't work, we'll try a different attachment. We'll try it for the day. So we got some trial and error things on the dive side. On the get the mud out of the pipe side, we got our own vac truck we can buy some hoses for, or we got super duper vac trucks we can rent. Again, put some special ports on there, run them down there, suck away, see what we can get out. It seems a lot more straightforward, though unpredictable in terms of exact costs or getting a bid. You know, because we're going to go to the vac truck vendor that sells our truck and buy a hose from him, whatever this price is, right? And we're going to hire a diver and just say, okay, give me 3 guys and let's go for it for a couple of days, reassess, take the next step, et cetera. So that's what I propose to do. Now, the board's really got a choice. We can dam the torpedoes, spend $1 million, pick up the additional cost for the things they left out of their bid, like the silk curtain and things, whatever that cost is, and build a new diffuser. Or we can be a little more trial and error, I'll say, but likely to succeed. Talking to the divers, they repair diffusers like this all the time. This isn't an uncommon thing that has to happen, repairing diffusers. And I think that if it was above ground, it'd be a piece of cake. This like would be like nothing if it was above ground. The only hard part about it is it's 20 feet underwater, right? And it's in a river that changes direction all the time. Things like that. The nice advantage of that option is we don't need permits. We can do it anytime we want. We can start right away. The current problem with the permits is the Army Corps and the Fish and Game, they mandate that you can only go in the water when there's certain species not in the water. So no fish, no steelhead, no chinook, no salmon, no smelt, nothing, right? Well, that only happens 2 months during the year, September and October. Otherwise, there's always somebody going upstream or somebody going downstream. So if somebody's going some way, somewhere, some species is, right? So the problem is, that's the entire Bay Area. So we're competing with $50 million projects out there. You know, we're competing with everybody. And the guys with the barges and the stuff, they're like, hey, guys, we can't sail, you know, 5 miles inland and trap all our barges here way away from all the big work for a lousy $300,000. You know, we just can't do it. So we're paying a huge premium for access and competition. And they're all like, if you called me in December, we'd be out there in no time, right? I mean, but we can't do that because of our permits, you know, kind of thing. So, you know, basically, those are the two choices. You know, put our head down and proceed and bite the bullet and spend the money and negotiate out the additional cost, whatever it is, for these things that are missing. Or likely path to success, but no clear dollar amount at the moment, but likely a lot less. Hire some divers, take it one step at a time, get some back truck equipment, do one step at a time, do some trial and error, and fix it from the land side, essentially fix it from the land side. And I think the $200,000 budget is reasonable, and also, we'll know right away, you know, we hire the divers for a couple times, and they're not able to fix anything. We're not gonna spend $200,000 and come back and say, I couldn't do it. The first couple dive trips, if we're unable to do anything, you know, we're going to come back to you then and say, hey, it didn't work. You know, we spend $20,000 or $30,000 on some divers, and then we find out it didn't work. We'll know then. We're not going to go below $200K and then come back and say it didn't work, start over. You know, kind of thing. It does mean if we don't proceed with power engineering, if we wanted to build the diffuser, we're not doing it this year because we're like at the last day right now. We'd have to hit go on that. Go on that button right now if we're going to build the future. So that's the engineer's report. I can take any questions from you guys.
Any questions from the board?
If you were to put a percentage of success, what would you feel your optimism is on the percentage of success doing the second plan?
I think 95. You know, talking to the divers, they're like, we can fix it. I think we can fix the pipes. Getting the mud out's a little trickier. You know, but after talking to the back truck guys, like, oh, we can get it. You know, they drive up with this giant machine, and we'll jam a hose in there, and we'll suck it out. You know, so I think it's pretty high. The real thing that's unknown is I don't know what that back truck's going to cost. I don't know what the back truck hoses are going to cost. It's going to be list price, whatever comes back. You know, divers, I can get a rate sheet, but I don't know how many days it's going to take for them to figure out how long to dig down there by hand and find a hole in the ground and then, you know, get a pipe on, you know, kind of thing. Other than, you can imagine, I got 5 or 6 of these to fix. If I spend a whole week underwater, that's $10,000, right? Or, you know, $20,000. That's not $1 million, you know, kind of thing. So I think that it's reasonable. We read it with Mike Urock, who's also did the underwater work with the diver on the waterline project. And he thinks that this is a reasonable approach and budget.
Yeah, certainly. I think it's a great start. Instead of going knee deep in the $1 million or $2 million option, do we have to show or demonstrate to the state that this has been fixed? And how do we do that?
Yeah, so actually, we don't. So the diffuser not working properly is hurting us. As in, I can't pump the amount of wastewater we're supposed to through it. So if we have a big water main event, I can't pump it out of the plant physically. So it hurts us. The state doesn't care. They said they mandated we build a diffuser. They technically mandated we maintain it also. So we just have to tell them, yeah, we're maintaining our diffuser.
Do you see if we can't get it fixed, there being any issues over the winter, if we have to wait to fix it at that point, do you think we're going to run into any issues?
Yeah, I think that we certainly can get it fixed to a point where we don't have to worry about the winter.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, because even if we pulled some ports off or, you know, just fixed two of them or got a little bit of half the mud out, that'd be an improvement of where we're at now. But, you know, whether we get every ounce of mud out of that thing, I don't know.
You think you can fix it enough to where we're not in a situation where we're overflowing or not able to dispense the water we need to dispense?
Yeah, I think we can get that far. But I would, if you authorize, I'll start right away. I'll get a dive team out there right away. We're going to start this process right. We're not going to wait till September. The original, we were supposed to wait till September construction. The other part of that is, because of schedule, we pre-purchased some materials for the town. We entered into some contracts. for pieces of the new diffuser that we were going to build. I want to cancel those contracts. So some stuff has been delivered, some stuff is being fabbed, some stuff is in order to be fabbed. And you know that was $100,000 in contracts that we issued. And I'd like to, I need, as part of this resolution, if you call the staff report, we're basically authorizing Dina to exit those contracts and get whatever money back we can. Authorizing Dina to let me bring proposals to her from the divers, to get the equipment proposals, you know, to put some fittings on from Anderson, things like that, along the way. But part of that is to cancel the existing contracts that are out there on the division pieces. And we won't get all our money back. Some materials will be restocking fees. Some stuff hasn't been built yet. We can just stop it. But there's probably a charge to exit this contract.
Any other questions or comments from the board? Any public comment? Yes, sir. Please come to the podium. And sir, I'm going to ask you to speak up a little bit because it was difficult to hear you last time.
Okay, so this is not for the room, the microphone. I thought we had a problem where I was on the Super JPA board with ships dragging anchor and ripping off our diffusers. Has any consideration been given to the possibility of sharing an outfall with the other agency that was mentioned? Because sometimes a bigger shared facility would be easier to maintain, and of course there's a lot of downsides to that also. The other question that I would have is, has the engineer discussed what actions are going to be taken to try and prevent these problems in the future?
Thank you. The Water Wastewater Committee has looked at some of those situations, and we are looking into how to prevent that from occurring any further. So we'll let the engineers bring that to us at a future date. Any other questions or comments from the public? Hearing none, is there a motion to accept staff's recommendation?
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation to fix existing diffuser not to exceed $200,000.
In addition to execute or to canceling?
Into canceling what was already approved. Did I get that right? Okay. Sorry.
Is there a second?
I will second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any further comment? Hearing none, can I get a roll call vote, please?
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director
Kellerman? Aye.
President
Cho? Aye.
President Porter?
Aye.
President Gray?
Aye. Thank you very much. Okay, any manager's reports? General manager report.
As the board knows, part of the board's responsibilities is to act as a municipal advisory council to the Contra Costa County Board of Supervisors. And when the district was formed, that power was granted by LAFCO and the county to be the actual elected board of the town to also perform those particular duties to the county. So in talking to legal, staff's recommendation is that we add another alpha item to the agenda just to have municipal advisory council on there, and then when we get things like the resolution regarding the supporting the county coalition regarding the tunnels, that would go over that MAC kind of scenario. So unless there's objection, we're going to start doing that. And probably be none under there most of the time, but if there is something, it will appear.
That fits into what you were talking about earlier, Carolyn. So I think that's a great idea, because I think that then it gives us an ability to go to the Board of Supervisors and say the board has discussed this, and as a board, these are our concerns. And whether it be an apartment house here or land use that we want to have a comment on or whatever it might be, it gives us a place and a time and a spot to have those kind of discussions. So I think it's a great idea.
Great. Okay, that concludes the general manager's report.
Okay. I'm going to turn the meeting over to council now, because I believe we're going to go into a closed session. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess there was...
Yeah, it's just, well, I guess I should ask. Any future agenda items anybody wants to make note of at this point in time? Okay, go ahead.
So the Town Discovery Bay will adjourn to closed session to address the item listed on the agenda as N, the letter N, Nancy.
All right, please turn everything off.
Okay, I'm going to stick around out here to...
Are we going to go back in the room somewhere?
I'm expecting 5 to 10 minutes.